when this kind of a consciousness develops, the progression of the world occurs. When this does not happen, then old cycles go on repeating. There is no progression. But when our consciousness really makes a choice, which is always possible for you to choose, because it is always there, make a choice and it will be different. Therefore, in the progression from our present level to supermind, this element becomes more and more prominent. This is also called a battle with destiny. In fact, this is the theme of the great epic Savitri. Satyavan must die. It was a compulsion. And yet Savitri made the decision. She chose, this shall not happen. And as a result of the battle, she arrived at a point where even when the event took place, Satyavan died. But she could change that situation and make Satyavan alive. So there was a destiny in which Satyavan was to die, and that was end of the matter. Whereas here, this happened, but she changed the whole situation and conquered the situation. This is what is called the mastery of the individual over fate. The whole of the Vedic teaching is that you can change the fate. There is no fatalism in the Vedic teaching. The fate is there as long as you choose it. You are free to choose it. But you can also change it if you choose it. And how to choose it and what is to be done, that is the whole secret of the Veda. The entire Veda, the main subject is how to change the destiny, the fate. So the true experience of the individual is when you exercise your true free will. At any stage, you make an effort to cling to the truth. It's a choice to be made. Even when there are compulsions on you, you just say, I really want to cling to the truth. This choice will make it possible. Mother had hung one board, small board, just near her door. Cling to the truth. That is the greatest message for every individual. You just cling, decide to cling. Take a decision. All kinds of compulsions will be there in your life, and you'll be able to justify everything that happens. And you can surely say that what happens has had to happen. Still continue to say it could have been better. And next time you can do it better by taking a decision to cling to the truth. As you progress in this individuation, you make a distinction between ego and the individual. Ego does not have this choice. Therefore, when you we try to choose egoistically, it will be always a puppet of the circumstances. It is only when you go deeper than the egoistic consciousness that you really find the possibility of changing, of doing otherwise, of realizing an alternative which was present but which was impossible to realize. And the more you bring it out, the more you experience your true individuality. And this is greatly helped by the psychic consciousness. The psychic consciousness is a delegate of the divine, is a spark which has sprung from the divine fire itself. If you visualize divine as fire, a huge fire, then each one of us is a spark of that fire. That fire is giving rise to sparks, and each one of us is that spark. And that spark is a gift of the divine to us. The individual which has now been covered by all kinds of compulsions, that individual is helped by this boon. And each spark is actually in the image of your true individuality. Your true individuality is Jivatman. This spark is your psychic entity. And as it goes on expressing the free will, it goes on changing your compulsions. And more newer and better alternatives begin to arise in your life. A new life is born. And as that happens, psychic entity begins to develop as a psychic being. It grows into the image of your true individuality. And this psychic being goes on infiltrating into our personality. And thus it goes on creating greater and greater freedom. The original freedom of which I spoke begins to grow more and more in your life. At the highest level, of course, there are thousands of alternatives, each one of which is equally best. But even at this level, more and more alternatives of that kind begin to arise in your life. You become like a musician who is a master of 10, 12 different instruments, and he can play on all of them equally well. And then he can only choose whether he wants to play this way or that way or that way. And each one is as beautiful as the other one. Each piece of music that he'll produce will be equally good. So this kind of possibility goes on increasing as psychicization takes place. So for your ascent to the supermind, this entire process is a prerequisite. When it reaches its climax, the true individual is uncovered, that which is only a spark under the shadow of ashes. Now he himself becomes a fire and melts or unites with the Supreme, and therefore partakes of the freedom that is in the Supreme, because he is only a centration of that freedom, of that free spirit. So for him, same possibilities arise as God's possibilities. And whatever he wills is willed by God. Whatever God wills, he is willed by him. There is no conflict between the two. To reach this point, the greatest instrument is progressive surrender. To come out of egoism and to enter into this consciousness, the greatest method is that of surrender. Our present condition, egoistic condition. Let this egoism surrender. Knowing well its real position as a puppet in the whole drama, it is easier to surrender when you know that you are only a puppet. And this individual, which is a spark, is enabled to convert our lower being and moves forward towards the Supreme, making sacrifice of all the lower being into the divine, and purifies all that is below us in the lower consciousness. And this has to be aided, and this will be aided by the supreme freedom which is above, and which will pour down a descent from above and ascent from below by progressive surrender. These two, when there is a junction of the two, there will be a miraculous transformation. Unimaginable transformation takes place when the two unite. Merely by effort from below is not enough. There can be a movement, and by your effort, something of the higher can be drawn into you. But that which is drawn into you will be modified by the lower. So only that which is brought down by your effort will be subject to this modification. But that which descends on its own, the Supreme, that will not be modified. All other levels of consciousness between mind and supermind can be modified. But supermind is the greatest power which, when it comes down on its own, it will not be subject to modification. It comes with its supreme, omnipotent power. That's a speciality of supermind, because it is a comprehensive power. It's a power of complete freedom. So this is the first condition of which Sri Aurobindo speaks for ascent from mind to supermind. Whole gamut of experience of individuality, where true individual becomes the master and the lower is offered to the divine, and supermind begins to descend, and completion of it This is the one aspect of this ascent to the Supreme.